Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. As usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all the listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering the Word on tonight. Tonight's message title is, This is the Conclusion of the Whole Matter. Once again, I will be delivering God's Word on tonight, and the message title is, This is the Conclusion of the Whole Matter. And our main scripture is coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13. Again, our main scripture for tonight, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. As usual, and as we always do, we always approach God's throne before we go into his word. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Savior and soon coming King. It's in his name we come on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. Oh God, we know that we are not worthy of your grace or your mercy, but we thank you for them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, I come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive me of all of my sins and my transgressions. And not only me, but my entire family, and every committed, faithful, humble doer of your word all over the land. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. But through our works on earth for you, Heavenly Father, and for your kingdom building, is our prayer that everything will be done for your glory. in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Heavenly Father, we now come in the name of Jesus, asking that you would move by your Spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. You know who they are, and you know where they are, and you know what they're going through. And we're standing on your word and faith, knowing that you are the chief physician who has never lost a patient, and you do all things well. Heavenly Father, we also ask that you would move by your Spirit, comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight, and especially for those that are bereaving, especially at this holiday season, for those that are missing their loved ones, let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal, and that you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, even in the midst of our loss of loved ones. You promised to be our comforter, our keeper, and we know those that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that you are just that and even more to those that love you and to those that walk upright. So now, Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ that you will move by your Spirit over this area on tonight. Point that those that may hear your word on tonight that may not be saved in Jesus' name, that are still spiritually blind, it's our hope and desire and prayer that something will be said on tonight that will touch their hearts and prick their hearts to the point that they will all be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask them to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, and so that they will also come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill that God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we now pray and lift up all those that are faithfully tuning into this ministry, to this broadcast, that you would continue to bless them, bless the works of their hands, bless them in the ministries that they are affiliated with, bless the under-shepherds that are watching over their souls is our prayer in Jesus' name, that they will continue to go out and spread the good news about this ministry and that others will tune in and be blessed by it. That you would be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we ask that you would move by your Spirit, have your way, help me to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in me, that I would say what you would have me to say, that your people will be blessed through your word on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, before we close this prayer, we want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who was born into the world at this time of year when man has set aside their day to celebrate the Son of God, your Son, Jesus Christ, who was born with a purpose. He came down from glory in the form of a baby. We call it Christmas time, Christmas season. But we know that he came with a purpose, and he fulfilled his purpose on earth through the shedding of his blood for mankind's sin, that we could be drawn back to you, that we would have a way back to you through the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood. And he, not only did he die to save us, but he died and he rose from the dead with all power in his hands over death, hell, and the grave. The total victory is in his hands. And through his victory, we who are saved in his name, thank God we have the victory through our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for his birth and that his purpose has been fulfilled. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise for it in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just ask that you will have your way, that you be glorified on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, Jesus was born to save us. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. For those of you that may be listening that do not know why Jesus Christ was born, well, here it is. Jesus was born to save us. You and I, anyone that confesses the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that he is the Son of God, and he died for you and me to pay our sin debt with his own blood on the cross. And he died, and he rose with all power in his hands, and he's now sitting at God's right hand making intercessions for you and I, those that are saved in Jesus' name. So that's the spirit of food for thought for tonight. Jesus was born to save us. Well, I do pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to go forward into the Word of God on tonight. But before we go into the Word, I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from the listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And for those of you that are listening on tonight, I do want to say happy holidays and season's greetings and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff to everyone, because, again, it all boils down to this. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about the gifts that man gives to each other, to men, women, boys, and girls, but it's about the greatest gift that was given to mankind, and that is in the persons of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten beloved Son. So this is why we're celebrating this time of year, this season, to be reminded about who Jesus Christ is and what his purpose was and why he came down on earth to be born in, as a baby in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt with his own blood, which he did. So again, we are ready to go into the word on tonight. I am not going to do a music break. Again, I will be delivering the word on tonight, the message. And tonight's message is titled, once again, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. And once again, our main scripture came from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, our main scripture. So I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with us as we go through God's word on tonight. And most of my scriptures will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. If there should be a change, I would definitely let you all know, the listeners. But for now, all the scriptures will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. So we're going to go right into this message on tonight. And again, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 says unto us, you and I, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work unto judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And I like that because, see, this proves and let us know that God never tries to fool. He never tried, or neither do he have to try to fool or trick any of us. He informs us that in this life, we as Christians, we are who are born again of Jesus Christ. We, just like Jesus Christ and his disciples, we too will have trials and tribulations in this life. Therefore, and we know that Jesus suffered. So therefore, and it's more or less letting us know that since Jesus suffered, you and I who are professed to be Christians, Christ-like, we too will suffer. So what makes you or I think that we should not suffer? If we say that we are true followers of Christ, then we must know that we too will suffer for the cause of Christ. So on today, people of God, whatever you do and whatever it takes, we must stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we know that our victory is assured through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So should you or I ever have any doubts, all we have to do is recall or remember the things that God has already done for us in the past. So we must remember and also know that he was there then, and he is still with you and me even now. In Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6 says to you and I, see, none of us are exempt, even though we are Christians. This is what the word of God says to us. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, God has said unto you and I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So this goes back to God's promise. So aren't you glad that God is a faithful God, and he is not like man? God is true to his word. He is a promise keeper. He cannot go back on his word. He cannot fail. He cannot change. He cannot lie. So we must remember that God, he is a promise keeper. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we should always recall and remember God's history in our life, how he brought you and I out of many difficult situations. Then we must also remember how he healed some of us. I can testify to that myself, and I'm sure that some of you, the listeners, can testify to that as well, that God is the one who has healed you. And not only did he heal you and I, but he raised us when we was on our sick bed or even at death's door. So how he keeps us from seen and unseen dangers, we can also remember how he has kept us again from seen and unseen dangers and made many ways of escape. But you and I, even when we know without a doubt that we were in places and sometimes in situations that we know that we should have not been able to walk away from. But however, had we not been connected to God, we know that we could not have never come out of those places or situations, because we know that he is the one who keeps us in our right mind, in our right mind, when we know that there are those who hope. Yes, I said there are those who hope that you and I will lose our mind. And we must remember how God delivered us from our past, our present, and our future sins through Jesus Christ, and how he gives us peace even in the midst of our storms and in the midst of trouble that may be all around us. We must also remember that God has not changed and God cannot change. He is still the same. So you and I, the Christians on today, even for such a time as this, we can, you and I, we can still lean and depend on God. We can also trust him. We know that God has a perfect track record. We can thank him that he is not like man. He is still able and capable of bringing us, you and I, out to where we need to be in him. He is still overpowering all of our enemies. He is still able to overthrow them. He's still able to upset them and disturb our enemies, their plans they may have for our life. So aren't you glad that you know that you are connected to God, and that he said in his word, his promise, that he would never leave us nor forsake us? So we must remember that the word of God says to us in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. We must remember this, every Christian, you and I. We must remember what it says in Romans 13, chapter 13, verses 1 and 4. And this is what it says to us, you and me, on tonight. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Again, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Again, for the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then be not afraid of the power? That's a good question. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praises of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Again, he says, but if thou do that which is evil, you should be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So you and I, who are saved in Jesus' name, we can truly say that our soul waiteth upon God. And this is found in Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 62, verses 1 and 2. Again, our souls, and I'm paraphrasing, and it says in the word, truly my soul waiteth upon God. Why? From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. Again, he only is my rock and salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. We find also in the book of Psalms, chapter 63, verses 1 through 11, which says unto us, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. You and I don't have to worry about those that lie on us. We don't have to worry about our enemies. The word of God says, the mouths of them that speak evil, speak lies, they shall be stopped. So that's why I'm so glad that you and I, who are born again in Jesus Christ, we can still trust God. And we can say, to God be the glory forever. So with that been said in mind, I have a question for each and every listener on tonight, and it's a personal question. You know the right answer, and you know the answer again. You know the answer, and God knows the answer. So the question is, where do you, not your pastor, not your mother, not your friends, not your coworkers, not your neighbors, but where do you stand with God right now? So I have a few questions that I'd like to interject right now for the listeners. So, I do hope you have your Bibles, and I hope you have some pens and paper ready so that you can write these questions down, so that you can take self-inventory of your own life according to God's word pertaining to these questions. Again, God knows the true answer, and you do too. So it's best that you answer these questions honestly so that you can examine yourself according to God's word pertaining to this message on tonight, which is, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. See, the conclusion of the whole matter is, at the end of our life's journey, we all going to stand before God and give an account for our lives. He said the good and the bad. You and I, whether you're saved or not, we are going to stand before God one day and give an account unto him for every deed done in our bodies. So, again, I hope you have your pens and paper ready so you can write down these following questions, and they are simple yes or no questions. So, and there's quite a few. I think it's about 20. So you need to write these down, and then you can go over them yourself in your leisure time and let the Lord minister to you pertaining to each question. And here we go. Here's the first question. Do I, and again, it's personal, so you can put your name there. Do I really and truly want to live for and serve Jesus? Again, the question is, do I really and truly want to live for and serve Jesus? The next question, am I seeking God to help make a better Christian of me? Number two, the second question is, am I seeking God to help make a better Christian of me? The next question, am I trying to love as God has commanded us to love? Am I trying to love as God has commanded us to love? Next question, do I earnestly attend my local church to praise and worship God alone? Again, do I earnestly attend my local church to praise and worship God alone? In other words, are you going there for other reasons other than to praise and worship God? The next question, when I attend church service, does the praise team, deacons, choir, pastor, or ministers have to sometime prime me up in order for me to praise God? That's a real good question. I'm going to ask that again. When I attend church services, does the pastor or the praise team or deacons or the choir or ministers have to sometime prime me up in order for me to praise God? God forbid, I hope not. Next question. On a daily basis, again, on a daily basis, am I trying to let my light and life shine for Jesus? Again, on a daily basis, am I trying to let my light and life shine for Jesus? Next question. Would someone give their life to Jesus because of what they see in me? That's a real good question. Again, would someone give their life to Jesus because of what they see in me? Next question. Do I say one thing in church on Sunday and then live totally different the rest of the week? Do I say one thing in church on Sunday and live totally differently the rest of the week? Next question. When I know I can help someone or be of assistance to them, am I? When I know I can help someone or be of assistance to them, am I? Next question. Do I find it necessary to tell others when I've helped someone? Do I find it necessary to tell others when I've helped someone? Next question. Do I often pray and study God's holy word at home, either alone or with my family, spouse, or children, or with whomever may live with me? In other words, the word of God says we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this question comes up to you and I. Do I often pray and study God's holy word at home, either alone or with my family, spouse, and children, or with whomever may live with me? Here's another good question. When I know that another Christian has come short of God's expectations, do I pray for them and try to show them the right way they should go, according to God's word, not mine, and not embarrass him or her in front of others? That's a long question, but I'm going to ask it again so you can write it down. I'll read it a little bit slower because it's a long question. I want to make sure you get this because it's very important. When I know that another Christian has come short of God's expectations, do I pray for them and try to show them the right way they should go, according to God's word, comma, not mine, and not embarrass him or her in front of others? Next question. While church service is in progress, do I gossip, write and pass notes to others, sleep, or find myself thinking about things that don't pertain to God or worship? Again, that question. While church service is in progress, do I gossip, write and pass notes to others, sleep, or find myself thinking about things that don't pertain to God or worship? Next question. Am I willing to let some people and things go that could possibly hinder my spiritual growth? Wow, that's a real good question. Again, am I willing to let some people and things go that could possibly hinder my spiritual growth? Next question. Is there anyone that I need to apologize to or forgive and have not? Lord forbid. If you haven't, you need to. Again, the question is there anyone that I need to apologize to or forgive and have not? Next question. Have I held a grudge, hated, hold malice or envy, or become jealous toward anyone? Again, have I held a grudge or held hate or malice or envy against anyone or jealousy toward anyone? Next question. Can I honestly pray for those who I know have misused and abused me? Wow. It takes a real, real true Christian to do that. So the question comes up again. Can I honestly pray for those who I know have misused and abused me? Next question is it truly my will and harsh desire to please God? I hope so. And that's a very important question. So here it goes again. And the question is it truly, really think about this, saints. Is it truly my will and harsh desire to please God? Next question. Do I value God more than people and material things? Uh-oh. Look out. Watch out. What did you say, Brother Brown? What kind of question is that? It's a very deep and it's a very important question. See, God already knows the answer, and you do too. So we're going to ask it again. Again, these are very personal questions. See, God already knows the answer, and you and I do too. So the question comes up asking, do I value God more than people and material things? The next question, when I have sinned, not if, for the word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that's why this question comes up. When I have sinned, do I repent or just go on as if nothing happened? Oh, God forbid, I hope not. Again, the question is, when I have sinned, do I repent or just go on as if nothing happened? See, that's what the enemy wants you to do, sin and then go on as if nothing happened. And see, when we do that, when we sin and do not ask for God's repentance, then we cannot continue to walk in and fulfill our God purpose for God's glory. So that's why we must seek God and ask for forgiveness of our sins so that we can be forgiven, so that we can move forward and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for God's glory. And we can only do that through Jesus Christ. The next question, am I afraid to pray, witness to others, and bless my food in public due to the fear of what others may say about me? Now, that's a good question, too, because I've seen this happen many times, and some of you may have witnessed it as well. So the Word of God says we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we should not be afraid to let people know that we belong to Jesus, even when it comes down to being in a public place, even when it comes down to being in a restaurant before we partake of our meals, or at church, wherever we may be, even at a ballpark or a basketball game, we should not be afraid to bow our heads and bless our food before others. So again, the question is, am I afraid to pray, witness to others, and bless my food in public due to the fear of what others may say about me? Next question, do I reject everything that Satan stands for? If we don't, we should. Because the world, we as Christians are to love everything that God loves, and we are to hate everything that God hates. So the question is, do you and this goes for me too, do I reject everything that Satan stands for? Next question, am I truly looking forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ? I would hope so. If you're saved in Jesus' name, I would hope that you are looking forward to the second of Jesus Christ coming just like I am. So the question again is, are you truly looking forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ? And I can about hear just about every Christian saying, for such a time as this, for these last and evil days that we're truly living in, yes, if you are truly saved in Jesus' name, you should be looking forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So that's why he was born. He was born to save us. Next question. Can God count on me to endure by faith this spiritual race all the way to the very end? See, there's a song that says 99 and a half won't do. You got to make 100. See, when we have kept the faith and we have finished our course, then we can hear God say unto us, well done. That's what I want to hear Jesus say to me. That's what I want to hear God say unto me. And I would hope every faithful doer of God's word that's listening to me, that hear my voice, I hope that's your prayer too, that you are running this Christian race by faith and you want to complete it to the very end so that you can hear God say unto you, well done. So that's why this question comes up. Can God count on me to endure by faith the spiritual race all the way to the very end? Because he lets us know that in this race, in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. He never said it was going to be easy, but we must endure it by faith, and we must complete it all the way to the end. If we want to hear God say unto us, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And finally, the final question is, if I were to die today, would I be rejected from entering God's kingdom and his presence? Ooh, Lord Jesus, God forbid, after all I've been through, after all that some of you, the listeners, have been through, after all the hate that has come upon you and then all the enemies that have come at you and throwing fiery darts because of the enemy, you too want to be able to say that if you were to die today, that you know that you would not be rejected from entering into God's kingdom or his presence. So that question came up, and it's a very serious question. And a lot of people take it lightly and for granted because life is not promised to any of us. There used to be a phrase that you could be here today and gone tomorrow. But now we're living in such a time that you can be here 1 second and gone the next. And you don't have to be sick to die. You don't have to be young. You don't have to be old to die. Young people are dying every day. So we don't know the day nor the hour when God has it for us to be called back to him. And so we don't want to take it lightly or for granted. And that's what the enemy wants us to do, take a gamble with our life and with our souls. And that's why he wants to keep those that are still spiritually blind, he wants to keep them that way so that he knows that when they leave this earthly body, this earthly tabernacle, that they will not enter into God's kingdom, but they will enter into the lake of fire forever with him. So that's his objective. That's his goal. That's his plan. But that can be avoided on tonight. So if you are not saved on tonight, in Jesus' name, all you have to do is simply open up your heart and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's son and that Jesus Christ, he died for you and I on the cross. He was born as a baby in a manger, and he came down from glory to pay our sin debt with his own blood, with his blood, his precious, sinless blood, and he's the only way that could do it. And why did he do it? Because he loved God first. Then he loved you and I. He loved mankind so much that he came down from glory in the form of a baby, and he grew up as a boy, and he went about doing his Heavenly Father's business on earth as a young man, and up until that, I think it was 33 and a half years of he lived on earth in the flesh before he died and paid our sin debt with his own blood. And now he's sitting at God's right hand making intercessions for you and I. And so, again, the question, final question for tonight is, if I were to die today, would I be rejected from entering God's kingdom and his presence? Again, only you can answer that question. So you know the answer to that question. God knows the answer to that question. And I pray that you are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, and so that you will know that the conclusion of the whole matter will all boil down to this. In the end, are you saved in Jesus' name? Do you believe that Jesus Christ was born to save us? And if so, have you confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior on tonight? Is he ruling in your life? Is he reigning in your heart? What are your plans for Jesus Christ, as far as you being a Christian? What gift would you give to the world, to the unsaved, by you being a Christian, by you being a studier of God's word, and by you being a doer of God's word? Pertaining to this conclusion of the whole matter, how are you letting other people that are not saved in Jesus Christ, how are you letting them see Jesus in you? Are you letting your light shine before sinful men, women, boys, and girls, that they can too come in and be saved in Jesus' name on tonight? Even though we know that this is the Christmas season, we thank God that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. And I thank God personally that it's not about man. And for those that still believe in Santa Claus, every person have a right to believe in what they choose to believe in. But I choose to stand on God's word and believe that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. It's not about a man. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about the gifts, that material gifts that we give to each other, but it's about God's greatest gift to mankind, Jesus Christ, his only begotten beloved Son, who chose to give up his life, who chose to come down into this sinful, evil world, who chose to be beaten up on, who chose to be ridiculed, who chose to be sped up on, even though he knew that he was going to be separated from his heavenly Father, which he had never been, had that experience before, being separated from God. And so that's why God had to turn his head when his Son, Jesus Christ, was on the cross, taking upon all of our sins, your sins and my sins upon the cross. All of that sin was up on the cross, and it was up on our Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It was all up on him, Jesus Christ, God's Son. That's why God could not look at him, because he would see sin. And see, Jesus had never been separated from his Father. And so that's what hurted him so bad. That's why he said, why hast thou forsaken me? But then on the other hand, before he went to the cross, he said, you know, if there was any other way that he could do this, save man's soul without going on the cross and without suffering, he said, if there was any other way that it could be done, if it was possible, that was he was hoping for in the flesh. But he realized, even in the flesh, that was his whole purpose for coming down from glory, was to redeem mankind back to God. And he knew that he can only do it because his blood was the only sinless blood as a form of a person being in the flesh. His sin, his blood was sinless, and his blood was holy and precious and righteous in the sight of God, and it still is to this day. So that's why we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works, and it would never lose its power. And I thank God that Jesus Christ came down from glory. He was born again. He was born as a baby. And we know the story. For those that are saved in Jesus' name, we've heard the Christmas story over and over again about how he was born in a manger. Of all people that was born on the earth, look at here. Jesus Christ, God's Son, was born in a manger of all places. The lowliest places on earth, Jesus was born. He came down from glory with a purpose. And thank God he fulfilled that purpose. And because of his fulfilling his purpose, you and I, who are saved in Jesus' name, through the grace of God and through God's grace and mercy and loving kindness, we all can fulfill our individual God purposes. And then as a corporate body of believers all over the land, we can fulfill God's purpose in the earth. How? We can continue to stand on God's word. And what do the word of God tells us that we, as Christians, we are to do what it says in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 23. We are told that we are compelled to go into the hedges and the highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls about the good news of Jesus Christ. Share the good news of Jesus Christ's birth. If you don't give another gift, that could be one of the greatest gifts you can give anyone, especially for someone that's not saved on tonight. Give them the gift of Jesus Christ. Tell them the story of his birth. Who knows? You and I, we are not to judge anyone, but we are to be Christ-like, and we are to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Even at this season, which we call Christmas, man called it Christmas, but we thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God for him being mankind's greatest gift, the greatest gift to you and I, you the listener, you who are saved in Jesus' name, you young man, you young woman, you older man, you older woman who is saved in Jesus Christ, my sisters and brothers in Christ. Aren't you grateful tonight for the greatest gift that could ever be given to mankind? And that is through the shedding of the blood of our precious risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten beloved Son. He is mankind's greatest gift. So don't ever forget that Jesus Christ is mankind's greatest gift and that Jesus Christ is the true reason for this season. So again, it's not about Santa Claus. It's all right to buy gifts and exchange gifts to one another as family and friends. But don't forget who the greatest gift is and why the greatest gift has been given to man. So again, I pray that someone has been blessed by this message on tonight, talking about this is the conclusion of the whole matter. And I do pray that you was able to write down the different questions that was asked to us on tonight, and that you can answer the questions honestly, because again, you know the real answer and God knows the answer. So it would behoove each and every one of us to take these questions and look at them very seriously, and then pertaining according to God's word. You want to look at these questions and answer these questions according to God's word, because God, again, he's not like man. He's searching every one of our hearts, and he knows what's truly in our hearts, because again, he's letting us know, you and I, one day, we all going to stand before God and give an account for everything that has been done in our bodies. He said the good and the bad. So aren't you glad that the conclusion of the whole matter regarding man is that Jesus Christ came down from glory, and he did it out of love for you and for me. And most of all, he did it out of love for God the Father. See, Jesus Christ could have chose to look the other way, and then we all would have been doomed, and we all would have been destined to hell throughout eternity forever. Our souls would be lost forever. But thanks be unto God through Jesus Christ, who gives us the victory, and we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Everything that pertains to life, everything that we need, everything that a Christian needs to run this Christian race, we already have it through Jesus Christ. So we already have the victory. We already have the power. We already have the authority to call things into existence that are not as though they are. We can call them into existence even now, standing on our most holy faith in the Most High God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, even on tonight. So thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for his word on tonight. And I pray that this has been a blessed word for someone on tonight, and that you look at these questions and you examine yourself according to the word of God. So again, God knows the answer, and you know the answer. The others that may be listening may not know your answer to your questions, but you know, and so that's why it's personal. You have to answer these questions personally. And see, you can't fool God. See, God is not like man. Man can only look at the outer appearance, but God is searching your heart and he's searching mine. So none of us are exempt. So if we are going to be followers of Jesus Christ, we must realize and know that we too are going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some tribulations. We're going to suffer just like Jesus did. So that's what it all boils down to, being Christ-like and being doers of God's word. We're going to go through some things. We're going to be misunderstood. Sometimes we're going to have enemies. We're not always going to be liked or loved. But thank God we have a Savior. We have a Heavenly Father that promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us. No matter how it looks, no matter how bad the economy may be, no matter who's in the White House, no matter who in running things that really should not be in the different offices or positions they are in, but since man has placed them in those different positions, but we thank God they have limited power. But we who are saved in Jesus' name, we stand on the word of God, and we know that God has all power in heaven and earth in His hands, and we know that God has the last word, and God is in total control no matter what it looks like. So the conclusion of the matter is we know that God is in total control. So I pray that you have been blessed by this word on tonight, and we must remember that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, He was born to save us. Aren't you glad, aren't you grateful that God loves us so much that He allowed His Son, Jesus Christ, to come down from glory, to be separated from Him, to save us through His shed blood on the cross. And now He's sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for you and I, even on tonight. For this we give God glory, honor, and praise. So that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that it has been a blessed word for someone on tonight. I pray that this word has been received in love on tonight, that God was glorified. So if you're not saved on tonight, you can still give your life and heart to Jesus Christ, even tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Even the rest of tonight is not guaranteed or promised. Only God knows. So don't gamble with your life or your soul. So when you know that you are wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus Christ, if He was to call your name tonight, you know that you would spend your eternal home in glory with God the Father and Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit. Why? Because of Jesus Christ, His great love for us. That's why He came. That's why He was born, to save you and I. For this, I am so grateful. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight, and that it is a blessed word for someone on tonight as we get ready to close out tonight's program. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please tune in this coming Saturday night to hear Pastor Norman King. He will be bringing God's word on this Saturday night, December the 22nd at 8 p.m. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday. So you want to tune in and be blessed by the word through him on this coming Saturday. And once again, to the listeners, I do pray that God continue to bless you and grant you all the desires of your hearts. I pray that you continue to hold on to your faith in God. Continue to remember and know that Jesus is the reason for the season. It's not about a Santa Claus. It's not about the gifts, material gifts that we give to each other, but it's about the greatest gift that God gave to man, and that's Jesus Christ, His Son. So I pray that you've been blessed by this word on tonight. And listeners, I want you all to know, as we go through the holiday season, continue to be watchful, be prayerful, because we know that the enemy is seeking whom he may devour. He do not change his tactics. He don't care about the holiday seasons. So that's why we must continue to look out for one another, continue to lift up each other. And whether you know another Christian or not, they can be in another part of the world, is our duty, is our obligation to continue to pray ye one for another. That's how the world would know that we belong to God, we belong to Jesus. How? Because of the way we love and show our love towards one another. That's a commandment from God. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you. So from my family to yours, from the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, located in Detroit, Michigan, where Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. From that ministry and my entire family, we'd like to extend a happy holiday season and Merry Christmas to each and every last one of you, the listeners. And most of all, my prayer and desire is that if you are not saved, that you give yourself the greatest gift of all and know that you have given your life to Jesus Christ and become a part of the family of God. So on tonight, as we close out, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go out and close out with in prayer with me on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come to give you glory, honor, and praise once again for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like the man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that he came with a purpose that has been fulfilled on the cross. And we know that his purpose was that he was born to save mankind from eternal damnation. And we know that he came to save us through his shed blood on the cross, through his body, that he died, that he rose with all power and the victory in his hands. He's now sitting at your right hand making intercessions for every saint of God on tonight. So it's our prayer and our hope and desire that should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer that something was said on tonight through your word. It would touch their hearts to the point that they would open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ even on tonight, and be saved in his name. And that every faithful doer of your word will be blessed, healed, and strengthened, and delivered, and set free after hearing your word on tonight. And those that have gone astray will come back to the fold, and they will continue to walk in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit, continue to bless your people all over the land, continue to be everything that we need. Heavenly Father, we thank you again that you are not like man. We thank you that you cannot lie, fail, nor change. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands, and you are still in total control, no matter what it looks like. For this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, because we know, without a doubt, you are truly worthy to be praised, and we know that there is none like you in all the earth, and you are awesome in all your ways. So we give you glory, honor, and praise once again. In Jesus' name, all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, again, I pray that you have received this word in love, and I pray that God was glorified, and we know that the enemy is even more horrified after hearing this word on tonight. So until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to give God praise, glory, and honor. Why? Because of who he is, and because he is truly worthy to be praised. Until the next time, good night.